From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Saturday night, eight spectators at an off-road race in California were killed when a truck crashed into them. The California 200 was held in the Mojave Desert. A driver named Brett Sloppy evidently lost control of his Ford Ranger at a jump, and it sailed into the crowd. In addition to the eight deaths, more than a dozen spectators were injured. There are no walls or guardrails between the trucks and the fans in this kind of race. Wayne Nosalla is the legislative director of the California Off-Road Vehicle Association and himself a desert racer, and he joins us now. And Mr. Nosalla, first, can you put this in context for us? How popular is this kind of race and how common?
It's actually very popular out here in the West Coast. You know, we have probably a dozen to 15 races a year in this district, and there's a pretty good draw.
And what kind of vehicles are people racing?
Got a lot of trucks that are highly modified, and there's a lot of dune buggy type vehicles that are built out of like tubing, and they have different levels of modification to them per classification.
Now, I gather the California 200 is four laps around a 50-mile course. How much of the attraction is being able to be very close to those trucks as they speed by?
Well, let me tell you this. The lands that they race on are public lands. They're overseen by the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, and there's only four of these areas that are allowed to race in California. And so the attraction is there's a lot of people that come out from the city, a lot of family type people, and they come out, and there's no charge to come and spectate these events. And it's a great atmosphere. There's a lot of family-type atmosphere.
But could they actually walk right onto the track if they wanted to, for
example? If you really wanted to walk right on the track in front of the truck, you could. But, I mean, it's that historically, over 40 years, that's not happened.
Mr. Nosalla, can you just give us a sense, given where this accident took place and where it was in the course, were the people who were struck by the truck, were they, in fact, too close to the action, or was it simply an unpredictable accident?
Over 40 years, we've never had an incident like this, so it's hard to predict something like this. There's a lot of stuff that you cannot predict. There's been other motorsports accidents that have been similar or even more dramatic.
No, but my question is this. From what I've read, this took place on the course right at a point called the Rock Pile, where the truck in question made a jump. Were the people standing there who were the victims of this unfortunate accident, were they in a place that was clearly too close to the track? Or are there always people there, and is that where you would expect people to be?
There is not always people there. There's a 50-mile-long course, and most of the course, you know, there won't be anybody lined on the course at all. Sometimes these areas do get a bit congested, and maybe, yes, some of those issues should be mitigated. And surely they will be mitigated as a result of this accident.
But was this a common place where people would stand to see the race, near the Rock Pile?
In that particular racing area, there is a gathering. That is a gathering spot where there is a historic spectator viewing.
Are you concerned about what consequences this accident might have for the sport?
In a way, yes. I'm just hoping that we can get through this. I think, you know, there's been a lot of negative press, and I'm trying to dispel some of the negative aspects of the sport. There's a lot of positives to the sport. You know, it's a family atmosphere. Usually a lot of these guys go out for an entire week, and they'll camp out there and hang out with their family. And a lot of people come out from the big cities and sit out in the open desert and blow off a little bit of steam, have some fun around the campfire, and that's kind of what it's about, and getting to the outdoors, getting into the dirt, and getting out of the hustle and bustle of the big city.
Well, Mr. Nosalla, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Okay.
Wayne Nosalla spoke with us from Mojave, California. He's the legislative director of the California Off-Road Vehicle Association.